Panchi Tatvatmakam Krishnam Bhakti Rupa Swarupakam Bhakti Avataram Bhakti Akyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam. Let me offer my obeisance unto Lord Sri Krishna, who has manifested himself in five: as a devotee, expansion of a devotee, incarnation of a devotee, and pure devotee. So in Bhagavad Gita it explains how the Lord appears and speaks to Arjuna, and concludes by saying that we should give up all varieties of religion and just surrender to the Lord. But we all know that that's very difficult. So Lord Chaitanya, Advaita Acharya, could see that the age of Kali was well underway and that the populace were not surrendering to Krishna. In fact, they had no ability. They were becoming so degraded by the influence. Kalir dosha nide rajam. Advaita Acharya then prayed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead with Ganges water and Tulsi, and shouted very loudly, prayed very loudly for the Lord to appear. And in due course of time, the Lord manifested in his form as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I remember when I first started visiting the Manchester temple, Hare Krishna, before that actually I saw Rancho, and he said, "You should go to Chaitanya College." And I'd never seen the deities before. And I was just expecting to see Radha and Krishna. And when I walked into the temple room in Chaitanya College, I couldn't understand. I'd not heard about Lord Chaitanya at that time. I hadn't heard about the Panchatattva at that time. I'd heard about Lord Chaitanya. And I couldn't understand. One of them had a beard on the end, Advaita Acharya. But I was very moved emotionally by the Panchatattva. This is the first deities I saw. And then eventually the devotees explained everything to me, and everything started to fall into place. So the Lord usually appears with his entourage, paraphernalia, so many things, but not usually in the form that Panchatattva appear. So why is that? Why does the Lord appear with the Panchatattva? Has anybody got any answers? Any immediate answers? Yeah, this is nearly there. Shows how to surrender to Krishna. Yeah, because Chaitanya Charitamrita is the postgraduate study, how to reciprocate with the Lord, how to become a devotee and have devotional dealings. These are all correct answers. They came to accompany Krishna. Yeah. It particularly, actually, it explains that to defeat Mayavad philosophy. Because Mayavad is one, there's only one. But here there's five. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, these different five personalities all reciprocate in different ways in dealings. And therefore, this is against Mayavadi philosophy. Mayavad says that there's no real relationships. In fact, in Bhagavad Gita, what does Srila Prabhupada explain this in Bhagavad Gita, that they reject bliss and a transcendental bliss, because as soon as they actually have to accept that, they have to accept there's a relationship in order to obtain that bliss. So this is to defeat that misunderstanding that we're all one, but there's eternal relationships in the spiritual world. So we can talk a little bit about the tattva. It's very deep subject, and then maybe a few pastimes. In fact, we can go on to the song, Nadatam Dastakar. We didn't sing the song, they sang it before some of the other classes in the week. But Nadatam Dastakar, he wrote a song about the Panchatattva. about the devotees and the different relationships. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Karamare, Toma Vina, Ke Doyalu, Jagat Samsare. Patita Pavana Hetu, Tava Avatar, Mosama Patita Pavu, Napaive Ara. Aha Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Suki, Kripa Bala Loko Karo, Ami Bara Duki. Doya Karo Sita Pati, Advaita Gosai, Tava Kripa Bale Pai, Chaitanya Nitai. Aha Swarup Sanatan Rupa Raghunath, Bhatta Juga Sri Jiva, Ha Prabhu Lokanath. Doya Karo Sri Acharya, Prabhu Srinivas, Ramachandra Sange, Sangamage, Naratamdas. So Srila Prabhupada writes about this song, and we can see by reading this particular passage that Prabhupada gives us how the Panchatattva works. Shall I read it to you? Usually people drop to sleep when I start reading. But anyway. This is a song composed by Narottam Das Thakur. He prays to Lord Chaitanya, "My dear Lord, please be merciful to me, because who can be more merciful than your lordship within the three worlds?" Then Prabhupada says, "Actually, this is a fact. Not only Narottam Das Thakur, but Rupa Goswami also prayed to Lord Chaitanya in the same way. At the time of meeting of Lord Chaitanya and Rupa Goswami at Prayag, Allahabad, Rupa Goswami said, 'My dear Lord, you are the most munificent of all incarnations, because you are distributing love of Krishna, Krishna consciousness. When Krishna was personally present, he simply asked us to surrender, but he did not distribute himself so easily. He made conditions. First of all, you surrender. But this incarnation of Lord Chaitanya, although Krishna himself, distributes pure love of God, take love of Krishna. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is approved as the most munificent incarnation.' Narottam Das Thakur says, 'Please be merciful unto me. You are so magnanimous because you have, because Lord Chaitanya comes to deliver the fallen souls. And in the age of Kali, everybody's fallen, very fallen. So Narottam Das Thakur says, I'm the most fallen, my claim is first.' So this is the mood of devotional service in this age. The tendency for the conditioned soul is to be, what? What's the main quality of a conditioned soul, especially in Kali Yuga? There's many bad qualities, but there's one which is prominent, I think. Full of anxiety, yeah. But I mean, they won't admit that, so what does that make them? Proud. They're very proud. So the first thing a devotee has to realise is that I have no ability. It brings the story of Tamil Krishna. What is the first duty of the spiritual master before anybody can perform devotional service? Well, in the beginning, actually, he very much encourages the devotee. He comes to the temple, gives him prasadam, and the aspiring devotee thinks, "Oh, this is very nice." But then when he becomes a little bit more serious and he wants to take shelter, and eventually he takes initiation, then the first thing the spiritual master has to do is to what? He has to remove that pride. Because then one can start to practice devotional service. So here, Narottam Das Thakur is saying that my claim is first, I am the most fallen. And that's how we can become qualified for devotional service, by understanding our real situation, having the pride taken away. But then, just after this point, he prays to Lord Nityananda. He says, "Haha, Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Suki. My dear Lord Nityananda, you are also always joyful in spiritual bliss. Since you always appear very happy, I have come to you because I am most unhappy. If you kindly put your glance over me, I may also become happy." So this is a second admission of a conditioned soul, is that to take the devotional service, we have to understand that wait a minute, there's something not quite right here. We meet people on the street distributing books, and that pride stops them from understanding that they're not in a very happy condition. If they're very proud, we say to people, this process, what about this process? They'll ask and say, this process actually makes you very happy. Well, I'm happy. I've got this, I've got that, I've got the other. So this is the deepest ignorance. A person who is eligible for devotional service has to come to the point of neutrality. There's the three people who come to devotional service. What are those three? Usually it says four in the Bhagavad Gita, but there's three here. It's in the... that's in the Bhagavad Gita, but I'm talking about three, which are in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam. It's on about Gyan, the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam. It's the Kami, the Gyani, and the Bhakta. And it says, what's the qualification of a Bhakta? What's the qualification of a Kami? Yeah, but it specifically states that he wants to enjoy the fruits. This is one part of the answer, is that he's not lost his taste for sense gratification. He wants to enjoy. And the other half is that he hasn't attained a taste for chanting the holy name, for hearing about Krishna. So therefore they advise him to follow the Karmakanda path. Okay, if you want to enjoy, then do it according to these Vedic rules and regulations. So they're a little bit more intelligent than most hedonistic karmis in this, vikarmis in this world. And then the next one is the jnani. What's the qualification of the jnani? He's definitely realised this, that it's dukkhi. There was a place of dukkha, of suffering. So he's completely disgusted, and he gives up all intents to enjoy and wants to become fixed on the spiritual platform. He's after liberation. But what's the qualification of the Bhakta? This is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, 14th chapter, actually. Prabhupada says this is in the very beginning. The qualification of the Bhakta. One wants to enjoy, one wants to give up enjoyment, and the Bhakta wants to serve Krishna. But what's his propensity? Why is he coming to that point? He says there is, he's neutral. He doesn't try to enjoy, and he doesn't try to give it up. He's in between. So, in other words, when one comes to the stage that he's not suffering too much, or he's not enjoying too much, then he's ripe for devotional service. He's realizing that this place is a difficult place, but he's not overburdened by it. A devotee. And when practicing devotional service, is a very important quality that we remember that we don't become too fanatical or too detached or become too attached. That we're always... What's the process? What is the process called? Yukta Vairagya. Engage things with detachment in Krishna's service. So this is the position of one who is able to take to devotional service. I haven't got the verses here. It would cut a long story short if I could. But then he prays to Vaitracharya to also be kind to him, and then to who? Then to the devotees. So this is the Panchatantra, actually. That we get the Lord's mercy, not through directly approaching Lord Chaitanya, but through the devotees of the Lord. And gradually the mercy comes down. So there's a little bit of technicality here. I'll just read it to you. This is about the different positions of the Panchatattva. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya is mentioned here as Bhakta Shaktikam. Also, it's mentioned as Bhakta Rupa, or the form of a devotee. And Bhakti Shaktikam usually refers to who? Gadadhar. But Prabhupada was giving one lecture on this, and he said, but actually Krishna is the form of all Shakti. Gadadhar gets his Shakti via Krishna. So Krishna's also called back to Shakti Kam. So Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has five features. Krishna has five features. Krishna means these five features. What are those? Krishna, Krishna's manifestation, Krishna's incarnation. Krishna, Krishna's manifestation, Nityananda, Krishna's incarnation, Advaita, Krishna's different potences in this way, and Krishna the source of all devotional service. He is Krishna Chaitanya, back to Shaktikam. To advance in devotional service requires spiritual strength. It is not an easy thing. That spiritual strength is also Krishna, back to Shaktikam. There is nothing except Krishna, Ekam Brahma, Divya Nasti. So the Panchatattva also appear to chanting the holy name of the Lord. Kaliradosha Nide Rajan Astyeko Mahangan Kirtanat Eva Krishna Sya Mukta Sangam Param Rajit. So there's one good quality about the age. It's an ocean of faults, but that quality is chanting the holy name. So this holy name was available in previous yugas. So why didn't they take it in previous yugas? Why did they go the long way? They spent so much trouble performing meditation in the, what is it, in the Kritiyat Jayato Vishnam, in the Satya Yuga, and then in the Treta Yuga, they performed so many sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, they serve Krishna's lotus feet, and the holy name's still there. But somehow or other, they didn't take it so seriously. They chanted the holy name. But in the Kali Yuga, we can't do these other things. So in the Kali Yuga, it's explained that we can get the same benefit by chanting the holy name. But the Panchatattva give us the qualification by chanting the Panchatattva mantra. Then we are freed from offence. There's no offence in chanting this mantra. So this is another reason for the five manifestations. So then these first three, Advaita, Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're called Vishnu Tattva. They're the Supreme Person. They're all devotees. Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And all others are actually devotees. Some, even the Vishnu Tattva are devotees of Krishna. And the other two is Gadadhar, who's back to Shaktikam. He's expansion of Radharani. So that's another potency of a devotee. And then the final one is Srivas. Who's also a devotee. So, there's a verse a very famous verse about Lord Chaitanya's appearance. Krishna Varanam Tuita Krishnam Sango Pangasta Parashuram Yagya Shankatanai Praya Yajanti Hisumedasa. So, in this verse it mentions Sango. This is talking about the Panchatattva. Sango means what? His associates. And those associates are described as being Nityananda and Advaita, and those in that category. These are the associates. Then, Upanga. Hey? They're the limbs. So they're described as being the devotees, the general devotees, pure devotees. And then it's got the Ashtra, that's the weapon. What's the weapon of Lord Chaitanya? We mentioned it, the holy name and his beauty. Yeah, he specifically mentions his beauty. And Parshadam, confidential companions. So which type of devotees are they? Well, I may have got these two the wrong way around. Forgive me if I have, but the way I read it is that Upanga, is the devotees such as Ramananda Roy and all these different devotees. And these are the demigods, his confidential companions. So these are different types of devotees mentioned. So we were saying that these different relationships are all in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. These five different relationships, or four different relationships. So can anybody tell me which personalities represent the different relationships? You know, there's certain pastimes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita which are relevant to these. Maybe I've jumped the gun a little bit. I haven't given you enough information. I say maybe I haven't given enough information to ask that question. Yeah, I wasn't thinking about that. That's right, but I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about in relation to these five personalities. So, actually, I've not given you enough information. In one section, just after this we were reading, in the this section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it tells you about the five kinds of those who do not surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'll read it to you. After... He said that Lord Chaitanya specifically appeared to deliver these five. And the most prominent is the Mayavadis we mentioned earlier. But now I'll just mention the rest of them. Lord took sannyas to deliver the Kutarkikas, Mayavadis, Nindakas, Pashandis, Adama Puduyas, because all show respect to a sannyasi. So this is why Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. After accepting the renounced order of life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu converted many karma nishtas who were addicted to fruitive activities, many great logicians. Who's a logician? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Nindakas, blasphemers. Who was that? Sorry? No, they're not. They're slightly different. It's got Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya for logicians. No, blasphemers. Yeah, but this is not the one he's got here. It's Prakshananda Sarasvati too. Pashandis, non-devotees. Oh, somebody said it. Jagaya Madai. And so we're all Jagaya Madais, according to Prabhupada. And the Dharma Paduyas, degraded students like... in Makunda. So I can just say a brief outline of these different stories, just so it refreshes us. I don't know them very deep anyway. So, Sarvabhauma, the logician. So, Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, and then he went to the Jagannath temple, and immediately in front of Lord Jagannath he fainted. And so the pandas were going to beat him. They beat people who they thought were acting. But then Sarvabhauma came along and he stopped them because he could see that this was a genuine case, took him back to his place. The devotees who Lord Chaitanya had left behind to go to the temple then arrived and understood that he'd been taken by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And so they went to Sarvabhauma's house and they were both happy to see the Lord but also unhappy to see him in such a condition. And then eventually the Lord came to consciousness, and actually that conversation between Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Lord Chaitanya, when we're a logician, we think about, you know, somebody who's learned in this world, they're very proud, aren't they? It's very difficult to tell anybody something who knows everything. So Sarvabhauma was very, very learned, and yet when he was speaking to this young sannyasi, he was actually belittling himself before him. He was offering great respect to him. And then after a while he could see, he said, this is a very beautiful young man, he's not going to last in the sannyasi ashram. So I'll teach him in, actually Lord Chaitanya said it first, he said, I'm struggling, he said, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm a sannyasi by name only, I need your mercy, please instruct me. So then Sarvabhauma offered to teach him Vedanta. And so for, I think it was 7 days, was it? He constantly... Actually, Sarvabhauma sat on the floor and Lord Chaitanya sat on the seat. This is how humble he was. So, and anyway, for a long time he was preaching and he just wasn't saying anything, Lord Chaitanya. And then he asked him, you know, why aren't you inquiring? He said, well... it's my etiquette to listen. I'm a sannyasi. I'm listening to a superior knowledge from a superior person. He says, but quite honestly, I can't understand what you're talking about. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, gentleman, he asked him to explain. And then when he explained the real meaning of Vedanta Sutra, he immediately understood this is not an ordinary person. I should surrender. So what two qualities did Lord Chaitanya exhibit in order to convert Lord Chaitanya? He exhibited many qualities. You know, the Rasaraj, Lord Krishna's got all qualities. But I'm just trying to bring out some particular qualities he exhibited in order to preach to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Don't forget, we're talking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he's this logician who tends to be proud. He has to somehow or other, you know, get in inside there, take his confidence and get their message through. This is good for us to learn. We know how to act when we're preaching to others. So what qualities stick out?
Patience.
That's good. Yeah, patience. Humility. Humility is always there in a preacher, but I didn't put that one down for this, although it's there. Yeah. And any more? Respectful. That's right. I got respect. And submissive. He was submissive, even though he was a sannyasi. And he was also, he defeated him in such a way that his pride wasn't completely. So he was considerate. That's one thing that we may forget when we're preaching. We see something's wrong with you. We're just going to completely destroy that person. And he'll never take to devotional service. He'll be too decimated. You know, you've got to leave a person with some self-esteem that, you know, let him sort of realise it to some degree and think he's actually, oh, yes, I quite understand. Not just bang. Then it's impossible. So respect, submission, consideration, and the other qualities are there. Well, Prakashananda Sarasvati Thakur, now he was a Mayavadi and he was blaspheming the Lord. And Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar, who were the Lord's devotees, they were hearing this and the Lord was staying in their residence. And after some time he said, Lord, we can't stand this any longer. These Mayavadis are blaspheming you left, right and centre. So what to do? And Lord Chaitanya said, no, it's no problem, don't worry about it. But they kept petitioning the Lord, and eventually they arranged through another Brahmin that the Lord was invited to the same feast that these Mayavadis were invited to. And when the Lord appeared, all the Mayavadis, sannyasis, were there, and he came in, and he sat in the place where he washed the feet. And then they could see this is a very effulgent person. And Prakashananda Sarasvati personally went to the head of the Mayavadis and said, why are you sitting in this dirty place? Come and sit with us. And so then they started asking him about himself, about what he was, you know, what his situation was. And Lord Chaitanya said, Why? They understood he was chanting the holy name of the Lord all over. What was the city? Varanasi. And they were thinking, why is he such a sentimentalist? Actually, I remember when I first saw the Hare Krishna devotees, it was... I remember I was in the back room and my father, he shouted at me and he said, "Come and have a look at these." So I went running in the other room and there were television with ears, and I looked over his shoulder and there were these devotees at Rath Yatra in a big cart behind them, and they were chanting and dancing and jumping in the air. I said, "Where did they come from?" He said, "They're from India." I said, "They're white, how do they come from India?" And then he said, "Anyway, wherever they come from," he says, "that's real religion, son." I said, "How do you know?" He says, "Because they're all happy." So my dad set me off on the right road. Prakashananda Sarasvati was talking to Lord Chaitanya, "Why are you actually dancing like a madman? Why don't you study Vedanta philosophy?" So he said that, "Well, my spiritual master said I'm not fit to study Vedanta, I'm too illiterate." So he gave me the holy name to chant. "And because I chant it, I'm feeling great ecstasy, dancing like a madman." And so then he started to preach to the Mayavadis, who asked further questions. And they all by his qualities, they became converted. What were those qualities? There's one specific, humility. Somebody said humility. Humility is very prominent in this one. It goes to the Mayavadis who blaspheme him and is so humble. What's another one? He rendered service to them. Sorry? Effulgent. He showed his effulgence. So time, preaching for time, place and circumstance. He saw the show effulgence to somebody who was not ready, then what can he... It was also another... Lord Krishna likes one particular way to preach. It's mentioned in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. He likes that approach. There's different ways of approaching to preach or to get a message across. There's two. It's two. One's one way and one's the other way. One's direct and the other is... So he preached indirectly. He didn't start confronting them in a roundabout way. I said Lord Krishna likes this indirect process. Lord Krishna preaches that process many times in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. All the stories are indirect when you think about it. It goes roundabout way to get a message across. Why is that? Sorry? False ego. Just like Narada Muni, he's preaching to King Prachinabharishat. So he's thinking, "This is a king. I can't approach him directly. If I start, you know, taking him apart in front of everybody, it's not going to work. And, you know, it might not work for me neither." So he starts preaching indirectly about this king, what is it? Puranjan. Starts preaching about the soul. So also this is another lesson to learn how to preach. We have to preach indirectly and gradually bring a person to Krishna consciousness. Especially nowadays, I mean, 20 years ago, you used to go out on the street, chant the Hare Krishna mantra, distribute the books, and people used to come and join the temple. But it doesn't happen like that now so much. It seems like you've got to really work to get somebody to join or to take up Krishna consciousness. So indirect. Then there's the next story. What's the Pashandis, non-devotees? Who's that? Jagai and Madai. So what qualities were exhibited in the pastime of Jagai and Madai? We're going a bit over time here, so we'll round up quickly. Compassion. Yeah. Forgiveness. When somebody actually is out of it completely or they're doing wrong to you, it's difficult to forgive. But what's forgiveness a quality of? It's one of the primal qualities of a devotee, yeah. Qualities of a devotee. First, one who can forgive and not take retribution. Any other qualities there? Yeah, he wanted to put... That was a pastime, wasn't it? Nityananda stepped in. He wanted Nityananda to show his mercy. Okay, that's the Jagai Madai. He said, we're all Jagai Madai, so we have to be very merciful, very tolerant, and forgive if we want to preach. And then there's Adama Paduyas, degraded students, Mukunda. Mukunda, he was like a chameleon. You know what a chameleon is? Whichever spiritual sect he went to associate with, oh yes, yes, that's right, he would agree. So he's like Mr. Krishnadikari, isn't it? If he's not careful, if he gets too much association of the wrong kind, then he just changes his colour. He goes over the other side. So this was Mukunda, and Lord Chaitanya didn't like it. And he's banished it. I don't want to see his face anymore. So all the devotees were upset, and they were trying to petition Lord Chaitanya to see Mukunda. And eventually he relented. He said, okay, I'll see him after 10 million births. And Mukunda heard this, and he was dancing in ecstasy. And Lord Chaitanya started to laugh. He says, bring him here. Bring him here. He says, this is the proper attitude. We don't expect, we just expect Krishna's mercy at some time when we carry on serving him with great devotion. Then we can maintain devotional service. We're completely dependent on Krishna in that attitude. We're not expecting. This is the attitude of a devotee. And then we get Krishna's mercy just like Mukunda did. So anyway, this is the Panchatattva, the five features of the Lord and how it relates to these different pastimes. The Lord appears in the Panchatattva specifically to defeat Mayavad philosophy, which is very prevalent in this age. And so these relationships prove that there's also relationships beyond this world in the spiritual world. But in the Bhagavad Gita, they defeat this philosophy by saying that the soul cannot be cleaved, can't be cut. So if we were one before, like the Mayavadis say, how have we become many? It's impossible. And how can many become one again if we can't be cleaved? So this is how the Lord defeats this Mayavad philosophy. So there's many enjoying in this world, many devotees. So in the spiritual world, it won't become one. We'll all enjoy in the spiritual world, in other words. Okay, we can stop there. Any questions?